You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are teeth? What are those pearly whites that we use for chewing, brushing, and looking really good in photos? I'll read from my Merriam-Webster dictionary. One of the hard, bony appendages in the jaws of the mouth for the prehension and mastication of food and as weapons of offense and defense. What this means is that they're made of a similar material to bone, used for grabbing and holding things, used for eating, used for protection, and used for fighting. So they're not made of bone? Teeth are like bone in that they contain calcium, but bones have marrow in their center, a tissue that produces red blood cells. Teeth don't have marrow in the center. Teeth have two parts, the crown, which is above the gum line, that's the part we see, and the root, which is in the jaw. Teeth also have four different layers. The outer layer, the covering, is called enamel. It's very hard, white in color, and protects the crown of the tooth. Below the enamel is the dentin. It's yellow in color, softer than enamel, and makes up most of the crown and the root. The center of the tooth is the soft tissue called pulp. It has blood vessels and nerves. And then finally, the fourth layer is cementum. It covers the root of the tooth, and it helps the tooth attach to the jawbone. When we're young, we have our first set of teeth. Sometimes we call them baby teeth or primary teeth. Biologists and dentists call them deciduous teeth. They fall out roughly around age 6 or so, and then they're replaced by our permanent teeth or adult teeth. And as long as we brush and floss and take care of them, they should be around most of our lives. We have a specific number or formula of permanent teeth. So here's an activity to try at home. You can either have a friend help out or you can use a mirror. You'll examine and count your teeth, each quarter of our mouth. And by that I mean top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right, has the formula 2, 1, 2, 3. You'll see 2 incisors, 1 canine, 2 premolars, 3 molars in each quarter of your mouth, times 4 for a total of 32 permanent teeth. Incisors are in the front and used for nipping, shearing, and cutting. The canine is next. It's like a fang for stabbing, puncturing, and holding food. Next are the premolars and then the molars, and they're flat for crushing, breaking, grinding, and chewing. The formula, 2-1-2-3, for human dentition or human teeth. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of teeth. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.